But to have a pretty good case before you force a man or try to force him to work.
Right.
And that nobody had a case. Nobody could. McNamara said it's help defense. That the planes that were formerly going to Florida and formerly going to Honolulu with vacationers are now going to Vietnam with supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And they just take them off, Northwest just takes them off of its regular runs. It's closed down. But the Union lets them go for the Southern. Of course, it's glad to do it because what it's doing, it's working some of its men and getting this war stuff delivered and not allowing any legitimate complaint and tying them up domestically.
Mm-hmm.
So we doubt that they'll get a resolution. If they did, I expect I'd sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the light of what I've done, I don't see that it's realistic to go back and say, well, I want one. Because, gosh, I said I didn't want one yesterday. It's in every paper in the country this morning. Well, and Wirtz's his testimony. It's been in every paper every day. Now, Bobby Kennedy had just been raising hell. His position was that we ought to say that we want to draft the workers. We want to force them back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to say that this is outrageous, that this damn Texan's got slave labor and he's just doing terrible things here.
Yeah.
So Wirtz didn't get in that trap.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had him climbing walls up there. And now he's backed off and he says that he doesn't think that we ought to have a law either. Most of the other Democrats are backing off. They're all mad at me because they don't like our, some don't want our allotment, and some feel it, Wirtz ought to testify that get them back to Florida, people like George Mathers, Dan and Nui on Honolulu, things like that.
You remember in a message, I don't know whether it was State of the Union, I think it was.
Yeah, State of the Union. Yeah.
You had that.
Yeah, we had it in there and we tried to get somebody.
Well, you remember that Clark and that Clark and Lady diluted that very much.
Yeah.
But as I said, I'm not worried about the airline and substance or the merits of it. But let's suppose you don't do anything on airlines, but then you get hit with steel and prison and aluminum and so on. And then you're going to have, and the airline thing is settled, it's probably going to be settled on the basis of what the guidelines in the graveyard.
Yeah.
And then you have these price increases.
Yeah.
And the public impression there will be, and it is, quite inescapably, that the government failed to act against labor. And then you try to act in some way, direct way, with respect to price increases, and get legislation there, it's going to be rough. I guess what it comes down to, what you just told me, is that I would be in favor of your proposing without reference to the airline situation, specifically a system of suspension of prices and wages carefully defined, price and wage increases carefully defined. In other words, you're having some legislative power and trying to get it pretty fast. The airline thing, you can say that the need has yet arisen, may arise when the time that American has, American Airlines, the other airlines have expired, it may be that they get involved in the strike. But what's about worrying the hell out of me is this is still an inflationary threat. Maybe get over that again,
no, they won't withdraw it. It's going through, and I would guess it'd kick off a bunch of others.
Yeah.
And I think it's so unfortunate that they all see that they can do it here in August. Because the November election's coming up. And with the Democrats are dividing, with the Kennedys fighting as they are, as he's going out, all out, Mr. Wakeham, 68. Now, just trying to lob everything he's got. And he has a press conference practically every day off the record and writes the stories for the next day, particularly in the Post and the Times. We had a man in his office just tell us he's meeting with Frank Porter day before yesterday, and then Frank Porter's story comes out. He just directs them the way he wants them directed. And that is happening. So people are taking advantage of the indecision of the Congress. If they could have made and passed a resolution the first day, fine, but they won't do it. And the worse it goes, the longer it goes, the worse it gets. I don't think they give us anything. The question is, when I ask for authority, and I just don't get it at all, am I in worse shape when I've asked for it and just got mauled to death? Or am worse, just let it go.
Well, first place, I think
I had Wilbur Mills down last night trying to talk about taxes. Mm-hmm. He just will not touch tax bill till next year.
Yeah.
But I can go up now for a big deficiency, $8 or $9 billion defense. Magamire thinks they might not give it to us. They might just say hell with it. We just have hell. But to get a tax bill, I've got to have a big deficiency, a big supplemental. And they're going to put $5 or $6 billion extra on to poverty and education and things. Bobby and Shriver's group are doing that. And I'll have, I'll have a $125 billion budget this year from 112 submitted. And next year, they're making up the one next year. It looks like it'll be a minimum of $135
billion.
Wow. So it's a real startling thing. I spent an hour, I can just take an hour with each one of them just listening to the budget yesterday. Then Fowler brought Wilbur Mills in. I stayed with him till 8:30 last night. And that is that problem. Bobby wrote the Evans column this morning, if you want to see. Now, labor has not pressured us. Labor hadn't called us. Not one human being from labor has tried to put any pressure on me in connection to this thing. I put some pressure on labor to settle it. It didn't mean he got in and did. And the boys just wouldn't take it out there. And they wanted $124 million, and we gave them $73, and they just wouldn't go with it. And they say that a good many things we gave them, Braniff and American already given them in their contracts, 5 cents an hour for apron work and stuff like that. And that we just brought them up to where these other airlines have already given them, and that we wouldn't give them any cost of living. And we put the fringe benefits off until 67 and 68, and they want us to bring them up now, and if we did and put them into effect now, it'd be about 5%, but they say they got a 10% productivity increase. And the 3% average don't hold. And I think it is a little unfair to apply the 3% productivity guidelines to the 10% group here when the whole damn thing you're talking about is less than $5 million out of the $730 billion. And out of all the hundreds of millions, we're talking about less than. Well, we're talking, they claim, about $400,000 or $500,000 per airline for five airlines. Now, that's what's held this nation up all this time.
Yeah.
Less than $1 million per airline for five airlines.
Yeah.
And when their profits are running out of the ears, and CAB's going to cut hell out of them even when they get this, when they give them this. And it's just a question of whether the worker gets it or the goddamn corporation that's traveling on them gets it.
Yeah.
And, but if the businessmen are going to use this little $73 million settlement with the airlines as an excuse to raise all steel, which they are using, which they're doing, then we got to, I guess, do something else. Now, I don't know what else I can do. I can ask for it. I know I can do that. But I know in ahead of time I can't get it. I won't get a hearing on it. Now then. Then the president has asked for it. Congress has repudiated it. Then he goes to Congress to try to win in November. And he has to go out there, the image, and to try to get these men elected. Now, they are not going to vote price controls before November any more than you're going and get drunk before you preside over the court tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You just might do it after the After you finish the session, you might have a drink, but you're not going to get drunk before you walk into that court.
No.
And they're not going to do it. You know they're not. And I don't think there's one that would vote for controlled.
Well, I think that's right.
They told me 20 last night. He said you might get 20, and they would be extreme crackpots. You can't get them to reduce. I've tried to get their expenditures. They say, well, we might direct you to let you do it. So then I'll make everybody in the country mad, everything hold back, defeat every congressman of the district. I close down a dam in, but I could do that. But my judgment is that this economy has pretty well got a ride from now till January, but I don't guess it can.
So
then what do we do? Now that is our question. When you say that Joe Califano told me a little after midnight that you felt like we ought to ask for control. I rolled and tumbled and thought it over, and I said to Joe, though at the time, I wanted to talk to you about it this morning, but I said I left at 8:30 before I went to the ball game. I'm talking to Joe Fowler and Wilbur Mills and them, and the consensus is I could get 20 votes. Now then, the question is, do I ask for it? In that light, is that good, smart business? Maybe we ought to think about it a little more and talk about it. Can you be free any time today?
All day, yes, sir.
Well, I'll have Califano call you, and I'll try to get Clark and Dave Ginsburg, who's pretty good on these things, and we can see where we come out.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.